Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So, ladies and gentlemen, where do we turn to when the media tells you that the truth is a lie and that lies are the truth? Where is it that you're supposed to get your information when the average American citizen comes home from work, reads a newspaper that's telling you lies, that's telling you the truth is a lie, turns on the television, and pretty much no matter what station you turn to, you have someone telling you lies are the truth and truth is a lie? It can be a very complex question because not everyone goes to alternative media. Not everyone digs through their computers or digs through their internet to find people who are going to tell you the truth. And so your average person, they work hard, they come home, they've got a family to take care of, they've got a life of their own, they click on the television for an hour or so, and whatever they're told is embedded in their mind, and that's the way they see life. Heard it on the news. Must be true. And after a while, the powers that be got very wise to that, and they said, this is a very easy way to control the citizen. Just feed them the information we want them to have. Tell them that the lies are true, and the truth is a lie. And eventually, they'll all believe it because they feel that you're lazy. It's not that you're lazy. It's that you have a life. You have things going on. You're not dedicated to spending hours of your day seeking the truth. And that's what they count on. They keep you busy. They keep you with making that you get two jobs to even support yourself. Phony headlines. And phony stories, and you never really find the truth. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the lies and some of the truths, but I mean, we could go way, way back, but let's just start with COVID. We all knew from the very beginning that the COVID virus came out of a Wuhan lab. We all knew that. You were told, no, 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 no. There was a wet market, you see. Somebody ate a bat. Because that makes sense. How come no other bats had it? How come I couldn't find one other bat? Not one. They carried a COVID virus. Oh, now shut up. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're going to kill grandma with that type of talk. But how come? How come they didn't say, well, we found caves full of bats with the COVID virus? No, no. Not a one to be found. Then you were told, well, it obviously didn't come out of the Wuhan lab, the bat, because they don't even have bats in the Wuhan lab. And then guess what happened? Somebody took pictures inside the Wuhan lab where they had tons of bats that they were injecting with a COVID virus. Then we were told, oh, it's immeasurable the amount of people that have COVID. Everyone, one out of three people is getting COVID. The hospitals are going to be overrun with it. We cannot hold the volume of it. Trump sent an actual ship to New York for the excess people who they predicted would be stricken with COVID. Never used. Phony headlines were written. Phony pictures from Italy. This is New York City's hospital. No, that would be a hospital in Italy. Now, no one ever said COVID wasn't real or people didn't die from it. Of course they did. Of course they did. But why weren't you told the truth? Why weren't you told, yes, China unleashed this somehow? Maybe intentionally, maybe not intentionally. We really don't know. But it's something new, and it could be deadly, and we all have to be extraordinarily careful. It wasn't that, though. It was, this is five alarms. wear masks, stay inside, do not go out. If you got to go to the grocery store, you have to run in and run out. You can't go to any mom and pop shop. You only have to go to Walmart. They can stay open. You were told lie after lie after lie after lie. You were told this person died of COVID, that person died of COVID. You found out now they had fourth stage cancer. No, they got killed in a car accident. Turns out they had COVID strain in their blood. Numbers were inflated. CNN were running death tolls, right? Every day. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. You were then told, well, Donald Trump is a Russian spy. Vladimir Putin was the one who installed him into office. And now he's a puppet of Vladimir Putin. We all can prove it. That's what you were told that. You were told that the Democratic Party and Adam Schiff had concrete evidence that we couldn't let the American public see just yet. But you wait. And they strung it along and strung it along. You know why they did that? To distract. And then when push came to shove, was there any evidence? No, there was no evidence. As a matter of fact, the only evidence that there actually was is that this, in fact, was paid for information from the Hillary Clinton campaign in order to, in some way, wash away her scandal with her private server. The lies never ended. Through the entire Trump administration, there was nothing but lie after lie after lie after lie. And I want people to understand, I'm not talking about opinion shows. If you turn into Rachel Maddow, you know what you're getting. Rachel Maddow can say what she wants. If Rachel Maddow says a Bigfoot landed in her lawn and took a crap, I really don't care. That's her opinion. You want to believe it, believe it. If Sean Hannity says the world is coming to an end tomorrow night, you want to believe it, believe it. I don't care. That's their opinion. I'm not talking about opinion shows. I'm talking about news, actual news that lies to you. And they're doing it again, folks. They're doing it again. Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. We have all these people that James Clapper and Brennan signed the paper saying they know for a fact it's not real. Joe Biden looked you in the eye during a debate and said, Donald Trump and his buddy Rudy Giuliani made this up about my son. It's not his laptop, all the while knowing it was. All the while knowing it was. So he lied to you. He's not held accountable. No one ever said to him, hey, Joe, remember when you said that you knew that Donald Trump was lying about that laptop? Well, it turns out that the FBI had that laptop for a year, and you certainly were notified. So you knew, Joe. So why did you lie? Did anyone ever ask him that question? No, because the media is complicit. They're not going to ask that question. And if you think Steve Ducey's going to ask that question, or you think Sean Hannity's going to ask that question, you think any of those people are going to ask that question, you're wrong, because they're told not to. The only reason you wouldn't ask that question, correct? Oh, they'll ask a hard-hitting question once in a while to keep those ratings up, but they're not going to ask the one that's the touche question. They're never going to ask the touche question. Because they're told not to. Because whichever news company you decide to go with, their job is to tell you what the truth is according to them, not what the truth really is. And so you go around thinking you know the truth, and in reality you do not know the truth. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy is someone I would not personally vote for. But on the last debate, Vivek Ramaswamy did something I haven't heard anybody do for a long time other than Donald Trump, and that is he told the truth. He told the exact truth and did not sugarcoat it. He told you that the Ukraine was not a democratic country. He told you that the Ukraine was oppressing religious beliefs. He told you that the Ukraine was not going to hold fair elections. And he told you that the provinces that were being invaded belonged to Russia to begin with. All those things are true. Did anyone else ever tell you that? The answer is no. That's the first time I'm sure you've heard some of that. He then looked NBC right in the eye via their moderators and said, are you going to admit right now that the Russian collusion hoax with Donald Trump that you perpetrated on this network for 3.5 straight years was a lie and you knew it? And what did they do? They smiled, grinned at him. Yeah, what did that tell you? Now, if you really thought that, all you would say is, that's outrageous. Everyone thought it was the truth. We realized it was a lie, and we immediately reported it as soon as we found out. Yes, you're right. It was a lie. Yes, you're right. It was a made-up thing. We didn't know it at the time when we were reporting what we thought was the truth. They didn't do that. They laughed at them. You're telling the truth? We don't care. No one's going to believe you. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's some things you better not believe. And I'm going to list them. Because I believe some of you probably do believe it. First thing I don't want any of you to believe is that Nikki Haley is leading the pack of Republican potentials for president of the United States. That is a lie. That is a bold-faced lie. That is the same people who brought you Hillary Clinton is going to win by 100 million votes. Times the Republicans, because you see the Republicans, the old guard Republicans do not want Donald Trump to be the president. And secretly, in the back of the old guard Republicans' minds, they're saying, oh, these Democrats, when they take him to trial and stuff, he's going to lose all the support, and we're going to get Nikki Haley in there, and it's going to be business as usual, and man, it's going to be the good old boys club again, and everything will be great. And then they keep looking at the poll numbers, and every time Donald Trump gets indicted again, the American people are saying, wait a minute. How many times are you going to indict this man? For four straight years, you told us he was evil, and it turns out he wasn't. Now he's not even the president, and you're going after him because you don't want him to be the president. People start to get wise to that, and his poll numbers go up. So now the Democrats realize, well, I don't know. We're kind of trapped in this situation where we sort of got to go through with it. And the Republicans are panicking, the old school Republicans, because they're saying, oh, hell, he's going to win again. Damn those American people. We can't trust them. We know better than them. So how do we poison their mind? So every night they tell you, looks like he might be going to prison. Looks like he might be going to jail. Do you understand the logistics behind sending a former president to prison? It's almost impossible. It is almost impossible because he is granted around-the-clock Secret Service protection. He's going to put Secret Service people in jail with him. They'd never do it in 100 million years. It will never happen. Will he be found guilty of some of these things? Of course, because it's rigged. Of course. But he's not going anywhere. And the truth of the matter is, I can't find one single thing that says that you can't literally be in jail and run for president. Not one. So they're panicking. You saw the debate. And you clearly saw the following. Tim Scott, nice guy, not leadership material. Ron DeSantis, trying to get in his policies, but he's not winning over the American people because, unfortunately, he has a very nondescript personality. Doesn't seem to have that charisma. And, unfortunately, people are looking for a leader with a little bit of charisma right now. Chris Christie, the Fred Flintstone of politics, has nothing to say because his entire mission is carry the water for the Republican Party and drown Donald Trump in it. We know you're not winning, Chris, but we're going to give you all the money we possibly can to keep running. Keep running, Chris, and keep saying Trump's bad. Keep saying it, Chris. Keep saying it, and we'll keep feeding you money, Chris. There's no reason for Chris Christie to be in this. He knows he's not winning. He knows he's not coming close. His goal is what the Republican Party told him, the old school Republican Party. Ronna McDaniel, who is the niece of Mitt Romney, was overheard at that debate after Vivek Ramaswamy called her on the carpet for so many losses, saying he's not going to get a dime of our money. Well, it's not your money, Ronna. It's not your money. And you don't get to dictate who gets the money or not. You see, this is what the game has been, folks. You've been lied to. You've been told, look, Donald Trump-backed candidates are losing all over the place. Donald Trump is losing support. You probably should bail on Donald Trump, too. Meanwhile, you know what they're doing? They're not giving them any support, folks. they're backing the candidate that Donald Trump does not support and giving that candidate the money. So when the Trump-backed candidate loses because they have no money, they have no support, they can say, see, it's Donald Trump, poison apple. If Donald Trump says he wants you, the American people are rejecting it. He's not popular like you think he is, stupid people. How many of the people are rejecting him? Nobody's rejecting him. As a matter of fact, did you know that there is a poll that says that for the first time in my lifetime that I can remember, a greater than 50% majority of people under 30 are supporting Donald Trump? Where did you hear that poll? Did you hear it on the news? Did Fox News blast it all over the place? Did CNN blast it all over the place? Did MSNBC? No. Go Google it. The Democrats can't win. Literally 65% to 70% of people younger than 30, between 18 and 30, vote for them. They can't win. Cannot win. So now they are in a quandary because the Democrats realize we have no one that can win. We see people marching in the streets about pro-Palestine in the colleges. Those people are not going to vote for Joe Biden because they see Joe Biden as, oh, you're pro-Israel. We're not voting for you. They won't vote for Trump either, but they're not going to vote for Joe. So those are votes lost. Democrats understand very clearly Joe Biden's not winning. They also understand very clearly they can't rig the polls enough. Now, you were lied to about other things, too. Let's talk about the election fraud lie. Oh, there's no way in the world. We are suing Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. We are suing him for every dime he's ever made in his life, even when he had a lemonade stand at the age of 8. We want him penniless, broke, and maybe in prison, debtor's prison. Because he said Dominion voting machines can flip votes. It is absolutely mechanically impossible, you were told, for Dominion voting machines to flip votes. Absolutely cannot happen. It is not feasible. Here is a Dominion voting machine. There's no possible way it can flip a vote. That's what you were told. Tuesday, last, Dominion voting machines flip votes. They caught it. It was a vote for judges, and they caught it. The Dominion voting machines were flipping votes, and it was done exactly like Mike Lindell said. They give you a ballot with a SKU code on it, and that SKU code flips your vote. It doesn't matter who you fill in. Oh, I thought it couldn't happen. For a Dominion voting machine to flip votes, it did. So now what? Where do you go from here? Did you hear that on the news? Did you hear big scandal? Dominion voting machines actually did flip votes. No, you didn't hear it. But it happened. Then they caught someone from a Democratic Party literally stuffing ballot boxes full. She looked like Santa Claus. Great big sacks. Not one, not two, not three, not four, five, six, seven times. Caught her red-handed. You know what they said? We're redoing the vote. We're actually rerunning this entire election because it was fraudulent. Oh, but you wouldn't do that in the states that Donald Trump said that happened and we had video evidence it happened. Dinesh D'Souza did a whole movie on it and you said he was a conspiracy theorist. You said that never happens and it never did happen. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a nut. He's a far-right lunatic. But that was a lie. There's another lie. Kind of interesting how much you lie and swear that it's the truth. So now what are we looking at? Can they even flip enough votes to get Joe Biden across the wire? I doubt it. I doubt it. So now that the Democrats have failed, and clearly failed, the old school Republicans are panicking, saying, how do we stop Trump? The Democrats have failed. We have to stop them somehow. I know. We'll push Nikki Haley. She's a woman. She checks all the boxes. She'll say outrageous things, and then when Vivek Ramaswamy or anyone else challenges her, we'll cry misogynist. Oh, look at that misogynist mansplaining to her. Except everything he said to her was fact. You should go back and watch that debate, and I want you all to understand that there was a lot of people who wrote to me and said, well, if somebody talked bad about my kid, I'd call him a scum too. He didn't talk bad about her kid. He didn't say one negative thing about her. He said, your daughter is on TikTok, just like I am. So if being on TikTok is a horrible thing, and being on TikTok means you're scum, then he was calling himself scum. Because he admitted he was on TikTok. What he said was, you told me that it's dangerous. You told me it's no place for people, but you let your own daughter do it. Isn't that a little bit hypocritical? It's not talking bad about your daughter. That's asking you a question. How come it's okay for your daughter, but you're going to attack me over it? Shouldn't you attack your daughter first? Shouldn't you be more concerned about your daughter than me? She had no answer. So she called him a scum and pulled the, he's talking bad about my child. No, he wasn't. And by the way, Nikki, every 5 minutes you're talking about Hunter Biden. That's Joe Biden's child. How come you can get away with it? Oh, dang, he's a degenerate. He's this. He belongs in prison. Oh, really? Well, I don't know, man. That's his child. Well, how dare you? You're a hypocrite. And a warmonger. And that's all you want. War in the West, war in the East, war everywhere. So you can make $1 billion. And his point about her making all that money, absolutely true. Everything he said was true. That's what upset her. That's what upset her. He called her on the hypocrisy of her being virtually bankrupt. And now suddenly she's a multimillionaire. That don't happen in politics, folks. Well, it actually does, more than you think. But it doesn't happen if you're a legitimate politician. So now they're going to lie about Vivek Ramaswamy. And they're going to say he's the devil. He's an evil, horrible man. Look, is he qualified to be the president? No. No, I don't think so. Because I think there are areas that he has little to no clue about. But as far as him dropping truth bombs, everything he said was true. He did not say one thing. Not one single thing was said on that debate stage that was not true. Nikki Haley said a bunch of things that weren't true. She called out Ron DeSantis for his dealings with China. It wasn't even true. And when poor Ron DeSantis says, wait a minute, that's not true. He's cut off by the moderator. No, you don't get to respond. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Democratic debate moderators were so kind to Nikki Haley? Why do you think they gave her all the softball questions, all the, oh, you can respond. He talked about you. Go right ahead and say whatever you want. Didn't do it to Ron DeSantis. When Nikki Haley called him out and he said, can I respond? No, you can't. Because they're all in on it, folks. They're all in on it. They've decided they don't want Trump. The old school Republicans don't want Trump. And the Democrats realize we're not winning. So Nikki Haley would be the closest thing that we could all accept. So that's the one we want. We'll send in fat old Chris Christie to try to spoil the party with Donald Trump. In the meantime, we'll try to demonize Vivek because he tells the truth, and we can't have that. And we'll get her across the finish line by telling the American people, she's the one, she's the one, she's winning. Forget Trump. Get on the victory train. It's Nikki Haley all the way. She's not leading anywhere, and she's not winning anything. You were told Ramaswamy lost the debate. You were told he was the guy who lost the most during the debate. Based on what? Based on what? You watched the debate. Did you think Vivek Ramaswamy lost that debate? Did you think Nikki Haley won that debate when she basically threatened to take her shoe off and hit Vivek Ramaswamy with the heel? Yeah, that's a great attitude, and threaten to hit him with your shoe. and refuse to talk about how come you're a multimillionaire now when you were bankrupt. Sounds like Joe Biden to me. Remember when Joe Biden said, we're going to bring this country together? And then the very first thing he did was say, white supremacy is the number one problem today. It's not China, not Iran, not terrorism, not the border, because as you know, the border is secure. Remember when you were told that? Everyone on CNN, MSNBC, the border is perfectly secure. This is no different than when Trump was president, except now everybody realizes that the border is not secure. This is a leaky boat with a hole the size of a cannonball in it. And people are just filing through willy-nilly. But you were told it was perfectly secure. You were told Donald Trump kept people in cages. You were even showed a picture of the cages. Problem is, they were built under the Obama administration, and they thought you were too stupid to realize it. You were told border security guards were whipping migrants coming across the border. In reality, when you've seen the actual video, they were doing no such thing. The lies just keep happening. Times, are you going to be lied to before you realize, I can't trust this person? Whatever they say, I cannot trust. The problem is, oftentimes, they tell you what you want to hear. If you voted for Joe Biden, you want to hear how wonderful he is because it makes you look smart. Oh, I didn't fall for Trump. I voted for Joe Biden. I'm one of the smart ones. See, they're telling me how wonderful things are, except you're not looking. You're not opening your eyes and saying nothing is wonderful. Everything is a disaster. If you were just told the truth, yeah, well, we thought Joe Biden was going to be a great president, but, man, he's shitting a bit. Then at least you could say, yeah, well, all right, well, I'm not alone then. I thought he was going to be too, and apparently he's not. No, they're telling you, no, you will say he's good. No, everything is fine. The economy's wonderful. Bidenomics works. Yeah, it really works. Go buy your Thanksgiving dinner. Tell me how much it costs. You're told constantly, we only have 3% inflation, 3%. When a box of cereal is double what it used to be, gas is double what it used to be, eggs were triple what they used to be until recently, meat has went up 40, 50%. Things that you buy every single day is up 30, 40, 50%. Is your salary up 50%? No, it's not. So you're losing money. You're bleeding money. But Bidenomics works, and you better say it works because that's what MSNBC says, and they know better than you. I want you to understand very clearly that even our law enforcement agencies are lying to us. The FBI says there's no possible way to know who in the world put cocaine in the White House. Could have been just somebody taking a tour, and they decided to shove their cocaine into a little side compartment somewhere, and then we found it. Maybe they didn't realize they were going to be searched, and they said, oh, shit, let me dump my cocaine before they catch that. Except guess what? You were lied to. It wasn't in a little nook or a cranny somewhere in a White House. It was in a locker, and the locker's number is number 50. Well, who gets to go into those lockers? People who take tours of the White House? I don't think so. You know how easily you solve this? Who has the key for locker 50? Because whoever has the key for locker 50, that is your cocaine. How come you weren't told that? How come you were told that it was in a little cubbyhole somewhere in a part of the White House that very few people really see? Oh, really? No, it wasn't. You were lied to by the news. You were lied to by the FBI. How come the FBI didn't tell you they had Hunter Biden's laptop for a year? How come the FBI didn't come out when Donald Trump said the laptop is real and say, yeah, he's right, it is real? How come? Because they were told a lie. Marjorie Taylor Greene the other day made a very good point to director of the FBI, Ray, when she said, let me ask you something. In this very building, people took it over a month or so back. Police were hurt. Some police were hurt. Some police were attacked. Several of the people who did it went to jail, but they got out on bail. Are you hunting them down like you hunted down the January 6th people? What's the difference between what they did and what the January 6th people did? And you know what Christopher Wray's answer is? I don't know. I'm just the director of the FBI. How am I supposed to know anything? I don't know. Did they? Wow. That's news to me. How come I know more than you? How come I knew they did it, Christopher Wray? I'm tired of people pissing on my leg and tell me it's raining. You damn sure knew it. And you don't care. Because Christopher Wray played nice with Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump does have a weakness, and I'll tell you what his weakness is. His weakness is he trusts people who he thinks likes him. So what they do is they send in these people to kiss his ass, like James Comey, like Christopher Wray, like Lindsey Graham, and they all say, oh, Mr. Trump, you're so wonderful. It's the world. I would love to have a position. I think you're just wonderful. And then it's Operation Sabotage once they get in. That's what Christopher Wray was. Then you saw when he was being vetted on Capitol Hill and the Democrats were saying, do you really think you're going to make a great FBI director? That's all theater. That's all professional wrestling because they already knew they were voting for him because they knew he was anti-Trump. The only person who didn't, apparently, was Trump. Because when Donald Trump said he was going to drain the swamp, he did not realize that there were more swamp creatures than there are people outside the swamp. And it's a damn hard job to drain the swamp when you're relying on people who live there. So now this is what we get, nothing but lies. Nikki Haley's going to be the president. Chris Christie's doing wonderful. Yeah, they're doing great. Chris Christie may not even make the next debate stage. But guess what they're talking about? Vivek Ramaswamy may not make the next debate stage because he's doing so much poorer than Chris Christie. Really? Show me the poll. Because I could make a poll. I could make a poll that says Marcus Cain is ahead of Donald Trump. I don't give a damn. Anybody can make a poll. I don't see it. I don't know one person who's considering voting for Chris Christie, and I don't know anybody who's considering voting for Nikki Haley. Three-way race, and it's not even close. It's Donald Trump. It's obviously Vivek Ramaswamy, and it's DeSantis. Ramaswamy's not winning. DeSantis is not winning. So what you're now being told is, yeah, but you're right, Donald Trump's way ahead. We can't argue that. But you realize, of course, like Chris Christie said, how he's going to be in jail. You better pick the number two. You better get behind somebody else because he's going to be in jail. Don't throw your support behind him. Get behind somebody else. You were told Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. I want you to honestly think to yourself for one second. Mar-a-Lago. When right next door, a property that has a third of the acreage and none of the heritage is a $100 million property. But Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. Graceland, where Elvis lives, is worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. But Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. I mean, that doesn't pass the laugh test. You're told Donald Trump defrauded a bank by saying it was worth so much money and it wasn't, but the bank got all their money back. The bank said, we're very happy with the loan that we made. We got all of our money and interest back, and we would certainly loan Mr. Trump money again. So who's the victim of this crime? Please tell me who the victim of the crime is. The bank says we got all of our money back on time in perfect fashion with our interest. We were very happy. We sent out our own appraisers, and we felt that Mr. Trump's estimate was correct, and we gave him the money based on what we thought that property was worth. Then who are you to say it's not worth that? If I go to the bank right now and I ask for a loan on my house and I say, I think my house is worth $1.5 million when it's probably worth $600,000, and they come take a look at my house and they say, yeah, okay, $1.5 million sounds right. We'll loan you $1 million. And I pay it all back. Do you honestly think a district attorney is going to come along and say, you lied? The bank got their money back. The bank assessed it and said, we think that's a reasonable estimate. Who was defrauded? Who was the criminal? Who was the victim, and who's the criminal? There isn't one. They don't care. And I'll tell you something else you're being lied to about. You're being lied to about this. There are not two parties. There are not just the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents. No, two very different Democratic parties. There's a small handful of Democrats that are in the Democratic Party that we used to know. The rest of them are socialists and communists and fascists. Ilhan Omar marries her brother to get him into this country, and yet she's elected, and no one calls her on it and says, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's frauding the government. We now found out that one of the members of the squad belongs to a Palestinian Facebook group that basically is calling for the extermination of Jews and has for years. Oh, but it was a secret group, and they didn't think anybody would know. But somebody backdoored that group, and oh, my goodness, look whose name is there. As a member in good standing for years. And guess what we hear? Well, just because a few people made comments like that, if you're in a group and somebody makes a comment, it doesn't mean you agree with it. Well, let me explain something to you. If I go into a pro-Irish group and I see post after post saying we have to kill all the English people, I'm leaving the group. I don't believe it. I don't want to be a part of it. And it's disgusting. I don't just sit there for 4 years and then when I'm caught say, well, I don't believe any of that. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And guess what we're told? Well, the voters will decide. If they decide that she doesn't represent their values, then they just won't vote her in again. No, she needs to step down immediately. She's disqualified herself, as has Ilhan Omar when she married her brother to get him into this country. But you're not told that. And no one asked those questions. No one asked those questions. You think anybody's going to bring up her secret Facebook group membership? No. No one's going to do that. We're just told, leave it to the voters, except we don't leave it to the voters because you cheat. You stuff ballot boxes. You use different barcodes to change the results on a voting machine. You change the laws illegally and then change them back after you get the result that you want. We're now finding out that Katie Hobbs, she's in trouble for all of these election scams that we were told happened. Oh, no, they never happened, except they did. When are you going to say enough's enough? When is enough enough? You see, I can't blame liars after a while. Every single night, your kid comes home from school with his clothes torn, hair all messed up, saying, oh, yeah, I got into a fight with a kid who said bad things about you. And the school keeps calling saying, hey, your kid's a bully. He keeps attacking kids. At what point are you going to say to your kid, I don't know if I believe you. You've lied to me time and time and time again. I can't believe you. Well, then how come you keep turning in to CNN and believing them? How come you keep turning into Fox News and believing them? How come you keep turning into MSNBC and believing them? There's nothing to believe. If you want to turn into an opinion show and hear someone's opinion, I don't have a problem with it. But when you turn into actual factual news and the news is incorrect, and time again, that newspaper or that news commentator has told you lies, provable lies, when are you going to say, I am no longer going to trust this person? We had Chris Cuomo literally say, I'm in quarantine for COVID when he was out buying property. And then make a big presentation of, I'm coming out of my basement for the very first time on CNN. and I'm going to get to hug my wife and kids for the first time since I defeated COVID. Except he was out 4 or 5 weeks before that shopping for property out on Long Island and got into a fight with a biker who saw him and said, hey, I thought you were locked in your basement. How come you trust him? How come he had a job after that? Shouldn't he have resigned in disgrace? When Vivek Ramaswamy just recently called him out and said, nobody trusts you either, Chris. You lied for your brother. You know what he said? That's my brother. I don't think it's a bad thing to defend your brother. Yeah, but it is, Chris. It is if you're lying for him and you happen to be a news commentator and you're lying to cover up things. Then it is bad. See, because what a real brother would do is say, I feel bad for my brother and I want to help him, but I can't then comment on anything to do with him because it looks bad. And then you just refuse to cover anything that has to do with your brother. But you didn't do that. You lied to the American people about your brother. Phony information. And then you think it's a great thing. I did what I did for my brother, of course. I love my brother. I'm going to do it. Yeah, okay, great. Then I don't trust you. How about if you love somebody else? How about if you love the Democratic Party? You going to lie about them? Apparently you are. Not going to happen, folks. You've got to stop listening to these people. I know people who it's working on. I've had people say to me, oh, I don't think Trump's going to win. They're going to do something. They're going to pull something. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe a secondary candidate because anybody would be better than Biden again. So if Trump can't win, I have to pick a secondary. Oh, that's what they want. Scare them into voting for somebody else. Make them so nervous that Biden might get back in. Why do you think they're saying Biden's running? If you think Biden's going to run for president, Vivek Ramaswamy called that too. He said, why don't you pull the real candidate out of the mothballs and tell us who it is so we can have a real debate because we know it's not Joe. Joe's not even running the country for 1 minute. We're still a year off. If you think for 1 minute that Joe Biden is going to be able to run a successful campaign, they know he can't. They're going to swoop down at the last minute with some kind of nonsense. You see, this is what it was. We'll get Joe for you. That's what the Republican Party says to the Democrats. The old school Republicans say, look, you put up a good defense against Joe and his corruption. When it gets close to election time, we'll come out with the goods. And then you'll say, oh, my goodness. Well, it appears as though they've really found something, and we can't back Joe now. So, yes, we're so honest, and we have such integrity. We agree with the Republicans. Joe's got to go. That means we have to bring somebody in last minute. In the meantime, you return the favor, and you prosecute Trump for things he didn't do. You keep up the nonsense. You make sure everybody thinks Joe's running, and we'll get somebody across this finish line that isn't Donald Trump. That's what they got in mind, folks. I think they've settled on Nikki Haley. Oh, they'll run somebody against her, maybe Gavin Newsom or somebody. They'll run somebody. They know she's not winning, or he's not winning. They cut a backroom deal, just like Kevin McCarthy did with the Democrats. Remember that? Oh, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House. He's a wonderful man. I don't know why Matt Gaetz would want him out. Oh, really? Well, now we find out he's cutting backroom deals with Democrats that he didn't tell the Republicans about, and in front of an NPR reporter who is very, very anti-Republican Party, literally elbowed a Republican who didn't vote for him in the kidneys. To the point where the reporter said, did he? And the guy says, yes, he did, and goes after him and says, hey, you just elbowed me in the freaking kidneys. What, do you got a problem? No, I didn't do that. No, no, no. And the NPR person's like, I saw him do it. He most certainly did it. What do you think that is? Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. See, Kevin McCarthy was in on the cabal. He was the, oh, Trump's wonderful, to his face. Behind his back, how do we get him? How do we get him? Matt Gaetz knew that. Christopher Wray, oh, yes, Mr. Trump, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. I want to be the FBI director, and I will be the best one you can possibly imagine. And then, oh, yeah, so let's get him. How do we get him? They're all plants. They smile in your face, and they say the right things on Fox News, and you believe them. They're lying to you. Maybe not as badly as the Democratic Party is lying to you, but they're still lying to you. And their mission is the same. Get Donald Trump, make sure he does not become the president, regardless of what, to ensure that. We'll do the best we can on our end. You keep up the heat on your end. Pretend Joe's running until the last second. We'll work out some last-minute deal, and you'll slide a candidate in there last minute that'll just either slide across the finish line or fail miserably, but Donald Trump won't be able to run. Why do you think they're trying to keep him off the ballots? If Donald Trump were losing so badly to Joe Biden, the Democrats would be saying, leave him alone. Let him win. He don't stand a chance. Why are we helping him? Leave him alone. Let him cut his own throat. Joe's ahead by a mile. That's what they did with Hillary, because they thought they could win. Oh, we're not saying anything too bad about Donald Trump, because he can't win. Let Hillary clobber him. He's the best choice because Hillary polls the best against Donald Trump. So let's just let Trump lie in his own vomit, and Hillary will win by a landslide, except she didn't. So now they're panicky, and they're saying, well, we got to make sure Trump doesn't run. That's because they know he's going to win if he runs. Not because they're sure he's going to fail. You don't try to stop someone you're sure is going to fail. Democrats want power at all costs. If they thought Donald Trump would only get a small percentage of votes from the American people because Joe's done so wonderful, then they'd want Trump to run. They'd be more afraid of Ramaswamy. They'd be more afraid of DeSantis. They'd be more afraid of Nikki Haley. They'd be going after them, saying, oh, you know, they might win. Trump's not going to. Oh, but who are they going after? It tells you all you need to know, folks. You don't try to eliminate somebody from the race. Did Nancy Kerrigan whack some jabron in the leg with a lead pipe in the Olympics, or did she whack somebody she thought could beat her for the gold medal? Very simple. Just common sense. You don't viciously and at all costs go after someone you think is going to easily be defeated by your candidate. You leave them alone. That's what you do. We go to the phones. Tom, are you there?
I am here. I think you meant Tonya Harding, and she lost anyway because apparently her
Tonya Harding
is untied. Yeah. So, memory lane. My thing is that they are really what the Liberal Democrat Party is. They're not. They don't hate Trump. They're just absolutely petrified. They're absolutely petrified because every time they pull out some thing to try to indict him on, his polls go up. His poll numbers go up. Nikki Haley was quoted as saying that she wants people's names to be next to their actual names to be put on social media, on their social media's accounts, so they can be held accountable. I don't understand what that solves. I think that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And there are many people that are against that. And I'm not sure what possessed her to even come out with something like that. But that was very bad advice. If somebody told her to say that, or if she really feels it, I'm not sure. But she is not a good candidate. Other than the stuff that happened at the debate last week. She is not a good candidate. And after that, that's a mess. I don't know how she's gonna crawl her way out of that.
See, the problem with this, they're trying to do what they're saying is internet equity, digital equity. But that is a code word for we want to control all of your media. We want to control it. How are you going to work that? I mean, I'm not against somebody using their real name on social media. You know, I don't want somebody to hide behind my name is Scooby-Doo and threaten to kill people. Or, you know, whatever. But at the same token, what are we going to do now? Well, you got celebrities who have stage names. You got musicians who have stage names. Well, they got to use their real name. They're not even using their real name on business contracts. You got to use it on social media. You got to let the people, the very people who have shut down freedom of speech, know where you live, who you are, where, what your job is. I don't think so. I don't think so. You can take this too far. You can take it way too far. Nikki Haley wants to take it way too far. Because, see, deep down inside, there's not a ton of difference between old school Republicans and what I call new school Democrats. The old school Democrats, the really old school Democrats, were literally about, like, freedom. Do what you want. Do what you want. Then they changed. They completely changed, and they were, no, you'll do as you're told. And the old school Republicans were always do as you're told. So now they're more in lockstep than you think. It's getting scary. They want to push a false narrative. They want to push women hate men, men hate women. Democrats hate Republicans. Republicans hate Democrats. White people hate black people. Black people hate white people. That's not my experience. If it's your experience, I'm sorry. I don't know where you're living or what you're doing, but I don't see this. I don't see this. I'm not denying that there are probably Democrats who hate Republicans, Republicans who hate Democrats and wouldn't spit on them if they were on fire. And I'm not denying there's racism on both ends. I'm not denying that there's sexism on both ends. I'm saying that's not the majority of people. It's not even a large minority. Few and far between. Few and far between. But you see, divide and conquer is the strategy. And you can't conquer if you can't divide. So let's divide. First, we'll divide on political terms. Democrats and the Republicans, they're now divided. Now men and women are divided. We don't even know who a man and a woman is, apparently. Then we can do it by religion. Then we can do it by race. What next? The one thing all politicians, Republican and Democrat, fear are the American people refusing to be separated, refusing to be at each other's throats. The one thing they fear. That's why they don't want you talking on social media. Because if you say something that's true and it starts to spread and they say, well, that is true, then their game is over. They're trying to force feed you propaganda. And if there are people on the internet saying this is propaganda and we can prove it's propaganda and it gets out, how many doctors were shut down off social media who said, I'm sorry, I'm a virologist, I'm 68 years old, and I've been a virologist since I was 23, and a mask ain't working? How many did that? And they were shut down. They were told, you're not even allowed to speak. They allowed to speak. They're a qualified virologist, and they're not allowed to speak and give their opinion? Why? There's only one opinion? Why? You were told on social media that if you said Hunter Biden's laptop was real, you were kicked out. You were kicked off social media, but it was real. Why could we not have that opinion? You were told if you said the virus came from the Wuhan lab, you're a conspiracy theorist, and your accounts could be taken down, and YouTube videos could be taken down, but it ended up being the truth. Why? Why weren't we not allowed to say that? Because they want full control. That's why they want full, complete control. There's four parties, folks. Pick your poison. I know which one I'm picking. You have the old school Democrats. There's not enough of them to have a decent barbecue with. You got a handful. Joe Manchin, a couple other ones, old school Democrats. You then have fascists, flat out fascist socialist control over the people. You wear the masks. You bow down. We don't have to do any of it. You eat bugs. We'll eat prime rib. You'll drive what we say you'll drive. You'll say the words we say you can say. Then you have the old guard Republicans who want a war. Every term they want a war so they can make billions of dollars off of it and sit around and be a fat cat. And then you have this new breed of Republican who are really saying, we got to do something about the people. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be us serving the people serving us. Our government doesn't make money. Our government takes the money from us. Do they ask you how they're going to spend your money? No, they don't. They just say, oh, too bad. You elected this person, and this person says he wants to give $100 billion more dollars to the Ukraine. That's where it's going. Except half of it's only getting there, and the rest of it's going in somebody's back pocket. And then when somebody says that and says, why are we funding a war that cannot be won? At the end of the day, Russia has nukes. Do you think in your wildest dreams Ukraine would win that war if Putin really seriously said, I've had enough, keep funding it, because we're getting rich off it. And then when somebody does have the balls to call you out on it and say, hey, this has got to end. Oh, you have no heart. You have no feeling. You're the poor people. Yeah, I feel sorry for the people too, but I don't feel sorry for the government. It's the same way in Palestine. Of course I feel sorry for the Palestinian people, but you elected Hamas. You elected a terrorist group. What did you think they were going to lead you into? Peace and harmony? Well, it's the same way now. What do you think we are being elected? When we have this election, you better choose wisely. Because you get what you vote for, just like the people in Palestine got what they voted for. And what did they get? They got a war. And there's too many warmongers and not enough people just willing to say, listen, war serves no one. Stop believing the lies. Do your own research a little bit. Don't fall for it. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Don't fall for it anymore, folks.